So I don't have very wide shoulders, in case you can't tell. Now, when you put on your tzitzis, I don't know about you, what's really annoying is when the tzitzis start coming down over your arms. Remember, they're too wide. So what do you do? I don't know, maybe it's too much personal information. But what I do is I take the tzitzis, and I roll it up, you know, I fold it over the sides, over my shoulders, so that it's not going down to my elbow. Instead, it's folded up and wrapped up on my arm. Now, without getting into too much personal information for you or for myself either, it's also annoying sometimes when the tzitzis is too long. I'm talking about the beged itself. So you wear a big beged, and it's going down past, you know, your waist, and it's going down to your knees. So sometimes it rubs against you. It's annoying. So what can you do? Or when you sit down, you want it not to block you. You roll it up when you tuck it in inside your pants. Or you'll sit sometimes, and even in a talus. You sit down in a talus, you don't want it to drag on the floor. So you take the talus, take the back, you know, like do that move that, like, you know, people do with sometimes the frock. You know, you flip it up behind you, and you fold it over, and you wrap it around yourself. Are you allowed to do that? Or does that mean that your tzitzis, your talus, is no longer the proper size anymore? So how long and how wide do tzitzis? Now, when I say tzitzis for the rest of this chabura, I mean the beged. The talus or the cloth itself. We dealt with the length of the strings previously in a few weeks ago, but now we're talking about the cloth itself, the beged. How big does it need to be in order to be mechayev in tzitzis? And I remember, if you make a bracha on this tzitzis and it's not the proper length, you've said a bracha vatala. So it does make a big difference. So Shulchan Aruch says, it's very simple. The shear of a talus, the rechayev in tzitzis, is that it covers the length and the width of the head of a, and the majority of a child's body. What age of a child? A child who could walk by himself in the marketplace. That should clarify the entire chabur for you, as it does for me, to which it didn't for all the poskim after Shulchan Aruch. So they try to figure out, well, what type of child are we talking about, and what are these dimensions that we're talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah at least clarifies, or at least sums up previous opinions, and cites the Sefer Pri Aretz. The Pri Aretz says that it needs to be 3/4 of an amma in the front, lengthwise. So again, if here's your tzitzis, here's your person, and folded over to him, there's his head sticking out, and he's got his tzitzis coming down his back, and his tzitzis coming down the front. So it needs to be 3/4 of an amma down this way, in the back, and 3/4 of an amma down that way. And the width, he says, has to be half an amma. So this way has to be across half an amma. So that's opinion number one. And I'll give you centimeters and inches, if you want, in 1 second. Says Mishnah Berurah, a lot of poskim say, no, that's that. Where does he get that shear from? Says the Machatz is a shekel. That you have to have a half an amma of width along the side. Who says, where does that come from? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Anshei Maisa, though, without citing really who these Anshei Maisa were, people who are very virtuous, they say it needs to be an amma down the back and an amma down the front. And that's much more than 3/4 of an amma. In fact, it's 1/4 more, which is going to make a difference when you start talking about inches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, the best thing to do is at least have 3/4 of an amma in the front, 3/4 amma in the back. And as the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah points out, he doesn't really say, the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of the day, how much the width should be, to which the Chazanish and others say it should be an amma. So, to sum up, and I'll give you the numbers in a second, you want to really be kosher v'yosher, your tzitzis must be an amma down the front, an amma down the back, the begin must be that much length, and then the width needs to be an amma. Now, if you do the numbers, that comes out, according to the Chaznish, 23 inches, about 2 feet down the front, 2 feet down the back, and 2 feet across. I don't know, I didn't measure, but 2 feet across, it's a lot. No? Yeah. It's more than the classic, you know, regular non-wool tzitzis, I think.
But the question is, what is an amma?
Correct. So Reb Chaim, I gave you the Chaznish. Reb Chaim Noah would tell you that one amma is 18.9 inches by 18.9 inches, so that's a little bit less. But in if you hold the three quarters of an amma, so according to Chaznish, that's 17.3. According to Rav Chaim, no, it's 14.175, at least according to my Google translator of translating centimeters into inches over here. That's I asked my wife some questions also as well to make sure I knew how many inches were in a foot, to make sure I'm on the same page over here. That's about my basic law knowledge of lawyers. We don't do that stuff. And so my numbers are correct, I think. But if that's the case, so you have a significant amount, especially if you want to be Yotzei the Chaznish, and I'm on the front, you got to have a lot. So when you sit down, and anyway, when you sit down, even if you don't intentionally do this, what happens to your tzitzis? It gets bunched up. It gets folded over. So that leaves us with our question today is, when your tzitzis get bunched up, is it still considered the requisite shear? So you go to the store, you go say, Gift World, I need the most, you know, yeshivish, farchnokt shear in the whole world. They give you this humongous tzitzis. You put it on, you're swimming in it. But so what do? Like me, you fold it over, or you sit down and it bunches up. Now, did you lose your mitzvah tzitzis? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Well, one second. He cites the Sefer Beis Yaakov, who says, "Im lavish talis v'niskapo k'tzas." If you wear your talis and it gets folded a little bit, k'derech lo v'shei begad. And like normally it happens. V'achar sh'niskapo, but after it gets folded over, ein bo kashir. It's now not the proper size. K'dei v'chasas rosho berubo. Kasev b'tshuvas Beis Yaakov tekevan she'omed lehispashet kepashut dami. Since it will eventually, or it's an omed, I just turned to say omed in English, it's about to, or it can, or it will be eventually re-spread out, straightened out. Even though now it's not straightened out, we view it as if it's straightened out. In other words, it's not sewn to get folded over and sewn. It's just bunched up. It's about when you take it off, it'll be flat again and it'll be straight. So therefore, he says, it is fine. Came and shomen nispash kapash dummy, afshon nispash nadayin, even though right now it's folded over. Vareish po kashir, that's what he says. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, this whole sugya just got extremely lenient. As long as you don't sew anything together, you take your towels, you bunch it over your elbows or fold it over, you're fine. Because when you take it off, it's going to be a flat, humongous, you know, very machmir dikabeged, and therefore you're fine. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch Harav and says, not so fast. It needs to be completely spread out. It has to be a perkulo. A person has to be wearing the entire beged. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Asher techase ba," that you're covered in it. If it's folded over, are you covered in it? No. You're covered with the bottom half. The top half is not folded, it's not on your body. It's kum shizek kikumakom and nikbo nikbut ain't omen amida. The folded part doesn't count. You need to be careful, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Leos shir tawas katanim odef ma'at barokha tawas katan vobitzimtzim. You therefore have to have a super huge beged, because once you fold it over, it's going to decrease the size, the measurements, and therefore you're not going to be yotzei. Or don't, what's the other option? Don't fold it over. Don't wear a big one, but you have to make sure you have the right shear. But even if you want to have a big one which covers all the shiurim, don't fold it over. You have to wear it on top of your beged. If you wear it on top of your beged, then it could come down over the elbows and it doesn't make a difference. It's annoying only when you have it under your shirt. That's when it's annoying, or when you sit down. But if you have it flat out over your clothes, that would be an option. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. Although he doesn't talk about putting it over your beged, but that's where I saw someone suggest the meaning of Chassidim came, and they put it over their beged. Comes along with Sefer Tehillah Dovin and says, one second. Shulchan Aruch Rav is making up drushes. Asher techase ba, he says the Gemara learns out asher techase ba for something else, that a blind person needs to wear tzitzis or other halachas. It has nothing to do with our halacha. And even more, says the Chuvah Sfan Hagus, he says, listen to this. Rav Sternbach writes, Udvarav hem chiddush gadol. He says, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a huge chiddush. He says, it doesn't make any sense. Why? Shulafize, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, etzleinu shetavas katan nichnas utocha mechnesayim, our tzitzis go in our pants, umiskam it v'pa'amim, and of course they're going to get folded over when they're in your pants, because they're not, you walk around, you sit down. Unumavat l'mitzis tzitzis, he said, we threw off a whole mitzvah of tzitzis. He says, you know what he means? If if you normally wear this beged folded over, in other words, if it's normal for a person to wear clothes, and when he sits down, his shirt gets folded over, like your tzitzis do, and your shirt does in your pants, he says, that's the normal way to wear it, and that's fine. But he says, Rav Shulchan Aruch HaRav was only talking about if you normally wear it flat, and then you somehow bunch it up in some weird manner, that's when you're not, you know, say mitzvahs tzitzis. So he basically takes his words, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, does a little bit of poetic license over here, says Shulchan Aruch HaRav. This is not what he means. He only means in some weird case, which doesn't apply to anyone else, and therefore you're fine. Comes along the Sefer Das Note and asks Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, that's fine if it accidentally gets bunched up. But let's say you do what I do. My tzitzis go all the way down to my elbows, so I bunch it up intentionally. I fold it over intentionally. Is that still good? Says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, doesn't think it's a problem, because based on Mispeis Yaakov, as long as the Mishnah Berurah says, since it's omei to his pashit dummy, since it eventually will be unfolded, you are fine. Two more.
It will not be unfolded.
Well, it will be unfolded because I didn't tie it.
You take it off, you're unfolded, but when you're wearing it, it has to be bunched.
It only has to be bunched because it's annoying. If I wanted to, I could easily just flip it down. It's just annoying.
But you don't.
I don't, but I can. That's the difference. If I, says the Mishnah Berurah, if I would tie it up, if I would sew it, because my wife sees me every day trying to fold it up, and just, I got a great idea. I'll add a thread through it, so this way you have it that way, and you're fine. That would be a problem. Because then it's not omen of a spashit dummy. Two more little points. This Yair, you asked me a couple of days ago, is what about if you wash it? You have a shear of a beged, which is totally fine, and then you wash it, it contracts, it gets smaller. So now, is it still the proper shear? It started as the proper shear, you washed it, now it's not the proper shear. Says the Arlet Zion, I don't think so. That's not omen of a spashit dummy based on this Beis Yaakov. It has to be able, this is your question, it has to be able to make it the proper shear. So if I fold it over, I can always unfold it. I don't want to, but I can. If you put it in the wash, you can't. Final point. So I'm a Sefer Aliba de Hilchasa. It's a pamphlet in Eretz Yisrael. It says something absolutely incredible. There's this machlokas, which we all know, how many tzitzits you're supposed to kiss for Kriya Shema. So the Vilna Gaon famously said you only need to kiss the front two. Many others say you kiss all four. Some say you kiss none. It's a separate discussion. What's this machlokas based upon? If you have to kiss all four or not? So you could suggest the Vilna Gaon didn't want to kiss all four, because what's going to happen if you take the back two? You have to fold up your talus. And then he's worried it's not going to be the proper shear. The other poskim say it's not a problem at all. You know why? Because if you take all four and you fold it up, it's like the Space Yaakov. It's all made with Pashe Dummy. Right after Kriya Shema, what are you going to do? Chuck it out and it'll be back to normal again. So everything is fine. So therefore, this machlokas, perhaps he wants to suggest, is based upon this exact machlokas about if it's allowed to be folded over. Practically speaking, I think it's fine to fold it over. We can rely on the words in Mishnah Berurah against this chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but it's an interesting thing which you don't really always think about. Shkayach.